Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Beauty in the Zen by Kai Tsukimi is a gentle collection of 2-in-1 short stories designed to help readers loosen their grip on perfection and practice kinder self-understanding. Positioned as an accessible entry point for beginners, the book uses simple Zen-flavored storytelling to highlight how everyday moments can become teachers when we slow down, listen, and reflect. Across brief narratives and accompanying reflections, the author invites you to notice the inner critic, question rigid standards, and experiment with acceptance that feels grounded rather than forced. The emphasis is not on mastering complex philosophy, but on absorbing small shifts in perspective that make life feel lighter. Each story functions like a compact mirror, revealing how impatience, comparison, and self-judgment can narrow our world, and how silence, humility, and compassion can widen it. The result is a calming read meant for busy minds that still want meaningful insight and practical emotional relief. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, embracing imperfection as a daily practice. A central theme of the book is that imperfection is not a flaw to eliminate, but a reality to meet with clear eyes and a soft heart. Through short Zen-style stories, the reader is encouraged to see how the pursuit of flawless performance often creates tension, avoidance, and fear of being seen. The narratives typically point to the way ordinary messiness carries its own kind of beauty, whether in unfinished work, awkward conversations, or changing plans. Rather than promoting resignation, the book frames acceptance as a stable foundation for growth. When you stop using perfection as a condition for worth, effort becomes more sustainable and less punishing. The reflections for beginners reinforce this by nudging readers to try small experiments, such as noticing where standards become harsh rules or where mistakes trigger disproportionate shame. In this approach, self-acceptance is not a single breakthrough, but a repeating choice. By returning attention to what is present, and by allowing life to be slightly uneven, the reader learns to replace rigid control with steadier resilience and a more humane sense of progress. Secondly, silencing the inner critic without fighting yourself. Another major focus is the inner critic, the voice that narrates shortcomings and predicts failure. The book approaches this voice with curiosity instead of combat. In Zen-oriented storytelling, the point is often that what we resist gains strength, while what we observe can soften. The stories encourage a shift from identification to awareness. The critic is something you experience, not who you are. This distinction matters because it opens a third option beyond obeying the critic or trying to crush it. The reflections guide readers toward simple ways to create space, such as pausing before reacting, naming the pattern, or gently asking what fear might be hiding underneath the harsh commentary. Many readers will recognize how self-judgment masquerades as motivation, yet often leads to procrastination, burnout, and chronic dissatisfaction. By illustrating how compassion can coexist with improvement, the book suggests that effective change is more likely when you feel safe inside your own mind. Over time, this changes the emotional climate of daily life decisions become clearer. Self-talk becomes less extreme, and confidence grows from steadiness rather than from constant self-correction. Thirdly, finding calm through silence and simple attention. The title highlights Zen as an atmosphere of quiet attention, and the book uses silence as a practical tool rather than an abstract ideal. The stories repeatedly point to how noise is not only external but internal mental replay, future worry, and the need to justify yourself can fill every pause. By inviting moments of stillness, the book suggests that clarity often appears when you stop forcing answers. Silence becomes a way to reset, to sense what is true beneath the rush of thoughts, and to notice emotions without immediately solving them. For beginners, this is especially valuable because it does not require long meditation sessions or specialized knowledge. The reflections can be read as prompts for micro-practices, like taking a quiet breath before responding, noticing sensations while washing dishes, or letting a moment remain unresolved. These small pauses can interrupt spirals of criticism and perfectionism. They also help readers recognize that self-acceptance is not a concept to debate, but an experience that emerges when the mind is less crowded. The book presents calm as something you practice in fragments throughout the day, making it more accessible and realistic. Fourthly, reframing self-worth beyond achievement and comparison. A recurring Zen lesson in many contemporary story collections is that striving becomes painful when self-worth depends on outcomes. This book leans into that idea by encouraging readers to question the hidden equations they live by, such as I am only enough when I am productive, admired, or in control. Through brief stories, the author highlights how comparison distorts perception, turning other people into measuring sticks in life into a constant test. The reflections for beginners help translate the moral of each story into personal inquiry. And wiry, readers are invited to notice when they treat their own value like a scorecard, and how that mindset affects relationships, creativity, and rest. The book also points toward a different grounding worth as inherent, and identity as larger than any single role or performance. This does not deny ambition, but it reduces the emotional stakes of every win or loss. When you are less dependent on external validation, you can take risks with less fear, learn without humiliation, and celebrate others without feeling diminished. The practical benefit is a more stable sense of self that can handle imperfect days without collapsing into self-blame. Lastly, using reflection prompts to turn stories into change, the inclusion of reflections for beginners signals that the book aims to be applied, not merely appreciated. Short stories can inspire, but reflection is what converts insight into habit. Each narrative functions as a compact case study, and the reflective elements encourage readers to connect the lesson to their own patterns. This structure supports repeated engagement. You can read a story quickly, then sit with a prompt that asks what you are holding too tightly, where you are judging yourself, or what you might allow to be imperfect today. The book's format is well suited to readers who want gentle guidance without heavy theory. It also encourages incremental progress, which aligns with its message about patience and acceptance. By revisiting stories over time, readers can notice how their reactions change, which is itself evidence of growth. The reflections can also be used as journaling starters, discussion prompts, or weekly themes. In that way, the book becomes more than a one-time read. It becomes a small personal practice, helping readers integrate calmness, self-compassion, and perspective into ordinary moments where old habits usually take over. In conclusion, this book is a good fit for readers who feel weighed down by perfectionism, harsh self-talk, or the sense that they should be doing life better. Beginners who are curious about Zen-inspired wisdom, but who do not want dense philosophy, will also find it approachable because the lessons arrive through short stories and simple reflections. The benefit to a reader's life is practical and emotional. By practicing imperfection, you reduce anxiety and procrastination by softening the inner critic. You build steadier confidence, and by making room for silence, you gain clarity and calmer relationships. The book's greatest strength is its bite-sized design. You can absorb a complete lesson in minutes, then apply it immediately through a prompt, which makes it easier to maintain momentum than with longer, theory-heavy self-help titles. Compared with similar books that rely on frameworks and extensive explanations, this one offers a gentler entry point and a more contemplative tone, while still aiming for real behavioral change. If you want a repeatable, soothing reading experience that nudges you toward self-acceptance without pressure, it is worth buying and revisiting. If you would like to support Kaitsukimi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.